Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people! Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 4 McRibs.
Bullabuck!
Pol Pot Pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah.
Good morning and aloha, Biscuiteers. You got it dialed on into the Truth Network. That's right. This is not NPR. This is BGR. This is Biscuits and Gravy Radio. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. Boop, boop.
Be the gravy you wish to see in the world.
That's right. In the studio today, we have my co-host.
Say Biscuits and Gravy Show again.
Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Say Biscuits and Gravy again slower.
Say it one more time. I dare you. I double dog dare you.
Biscuits.
Ew, why is this train whistle all wet?
I put my mouth on it.
That's gross.
I mean, I hope that's why it's wet.
You don't need to lubricate it in order for it to work.
What?
I told my grandpa that for a long time.
Train whistles aren't supposed to have a spit valve, Chuck.
Actually, you know, this wood's like swollen up quite a bit over the years, and I finally think I realized why.
Yeah, well, nothing says swollen wood like the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
That's right. That is the sultry-sounding voice of Vincent Archangel Gravy III.
That's right.
Vincent Fodi, and in the studio today, we have Maui's favorite comedian extraordinaire, Quirky Gardner couldn't make it.
You made my nose fall off.
Oh, I got your nose.
Lucky for you, Quirky is my favorite comedian. Yeah.
She's the funniest comedian.
Rhonda in the house.
Yep, I'm Rhonda Lee Kitz here.
Woo, my Put your nose back on.
My reindeer nose just fell off. For the listeners at home, you should be a viewer at home, and you should tune into www.biscuitwars.com.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hey, very good.
A fake website for forever, and it turns out it was real.
Someone pointed out that the way I said it sounds like I'm being sarcastic, and I'm like, that's not good.
It just sounds like what you're telling us is fake information.
I would hate for people to listen to the show and think that I'm just making stuff up out of my butthole.
But if you go to biscuitwars.com, by the way, I think you're the first person to ever do any like housekeeping stuff for us. So we appreciate that.
As a woman in the studio, there's a lot to clean up.
So you can listen to all of our past episodes commercial free at biscuitwars.com. You can also go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, basically wherever you get your podcasts from. Just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808 and you can listen to all of our past episodes.
And if you miss the commercials by listening to the commercial free version, you can call Chuck or Vince during the episode.
And we'll do commercials for you. Commercials for such places as Chris Brown's batteries. Need some batteries to light up your Christmas tree? Get charged with batteries from Chris Brown.
Whoa. And Beethoven's apartments. This is a new one. Now available for a lease.
Oh, I love it.
That's
today's show is underwritten in part by lovely community-minded celebrity sponsors like Clay Aiken's Pottery Palace. This one's really new, too. Clay Aiken's Pottery Palace, when you're aching for some clay.
For some Christmas clay.
Ooh.
I saw a news article recently about Clay Aiken, and I'm like, people are still talking about Clay Aiken?
People are talking.
You guys are.
He's still newsworthy. Yeah. You and I are personally responsible for keeping Clay Aiken in the news.
Yeah, that's right. We keep that Clay Aiken in the hearts of
America.
You're like, we're the ones who still talk about Clay Aiken.
We're like, not you guys.
And then if you're listening to us live on the radio, you're probably listening to us on 88.5 KKU, the voice of Gravy. But you can also watch us live on Channel 55.
Yeah, until Spectrum takes it away. Call it Spectrum and tell them why you're mad.
Yeah, and you and I are
they painting here?
All of us, we're all dressed up for the holidays.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you want to see us in our festive best, you can go to Channel 55 and watch us on TV.
May antlers barely fit on screen.
Yeah, you can see
I've got my
Christmas hat on.
Perk up, Rhonda. You're good. See,
okay.
It follows you around.
Farther.
Oh,
go
that's cool.
Farther. The listeners are missing this. Keep going.
Whoa.
Keep going.
I think that's Tony doing that?
No, it's Otto.
It does it by itself.
We got big budget,
cool.
Baby.
No, yeah, so if you want to see flight.
If you want to see Rondolph.
Oh, it is Tony. Look at him go.
Rondolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Where's your nose at?
It fell. I don't know. I can't find it.
Well, you better spend the next 59
minutes
looking for
it. It's right there underneath the... There you go.
There it is. I've got a lot of headwear today.
You did something that Chuck has never been able to do, and that's pick up something off the ground.
I still remember the time I was over at Chuck's house, and you brought out a bag of frozen fruit.
Mangoes.
You dropped it on the ground.
And he picked it up with his toes?
Nope. He dropped on the ground and he's like, I should pick that up. And then you proceeded to walk around and then 5 minutes later trip over your own bag of mango, frozen mango on the ground. And I was like, you just got your whole own little show going on here.
I was like, I said I should pick it up. I didn't say immediately.
I didn't say I would. And as a matter of fact,
I said I should.
Chuck, can you confirm, is the bag of mango still on the ground?
It's still on the ground.
All these years?
204 Luakaha, still there.
The new owners never picked up the mangoes.
It's just melted. Because that house didn't have a floor. It just had concrete that they made look like tile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a painted basement cement floor.
Yeah, because it wasn't the basement. I'm just imagining the mango at this point had like...
I like those floors because they stay cool, though.
...galled through the ground like a lightsaber.
Yeah, that's what I'm picturing. And yeah, it's like it's halfway evaporated through the core of the earth. Yes.
And also, isn't there like a lot of like squirrel bones in the...
There was a lot of...
There are squirrel bones in
the
hills.
Well, the rats it's like and rat the bones mynah birds were having a fight over the vents. Because the mynah birds laid eggs in there, and then the rats went in to eat them. So then they're battling it out for a while.
Yeah.
And then you have your money on.
That we had... I had my money on the rats, because that rat was crazy, dude.
So, see, rats are crazy, but mynah birds are very fierce. And they have the aerial advantage as well.
And so, the talons.
Like, a mynah bird has 360 degrees of motion. They can go up. They can go down.
And they got it.
They can dive bomb.
I pick up the rat and drop it from a great height.
Yeah. Ooh, I mean, rats are
such great heights.
Rats are really intelligent. Is that a postal service reference?
Yes.
But rats are really intelligent and they're really like smart social creatures. But birds,
God, get a room.
Mynah birds are
you and the rats.
Mynah birds are super intelligent, just like crows as well. Mynah birds and crows are there goes the nose again.
I don't know how you can even do that.
A nose-shaped hole in the tape.
Are you all ready to jump into the holiday Christmas special spectacular?
Yes, in case you haven't noticed, this is our holiday special, which is why we're all dressed up for Christmas.
A holiday season.
My nose
season
keeps falling off.
And a doot doot. And I thought you would keep more of those noses.
Reindeer sausage.
Into your thumb, you know, like magicians do.
Oh, yeah, and you just keep pulling them out.
You know what's going on?
Well, that's what the hole is for. The hole is so you can, like...
I'm doing close-up magic for the viewers at home.
Yeah, hold on. Rhonda...
Do people like watch this?
Rhonda, you know you're not supposed to do close-up magic on live television unless you're
why? People will be scared.
Whoa! Dick Van Dyke.
Don't call me that.
Oh, sorry!
Or Penn and Teller.
I didn't mean it. I meant that he didn't magic.
Do you guys remember when Penn and Teller did the magic on Saturday Night Live? When they hosted Saturday Night Live?
What?
Yeah, it's a really great episode.
Is
they
that
actually
when they ripped the Pope's head in half?
Were they hosting or were they the musical entertainer?
they were hosting and they did this really cool thing where their first, like their opening bit was them sitting at a desk and they start like making all this stuff levitate. And everybody's like, whoa, how'd you do that? And then at the end of the magic trick, the camera pans back and you see that they're actually upside down, suspended, and the whole desk and them are hanging upside down.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It was really cool. If you haven't seen that, go check out Penn & Teller on Saturday Night Live.
How do you watch old SNL episodes without getting Peacock? Because that streaming service
is not my fan. It's all on YouTube.
Really? Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm.
And also, I would never, ever pay for Peacock.
I get my logins from a friend.
I get my logins from logins. Kenny Loggins Cybersecurity. Protect your logins.
You stole mine.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
That was my next one. It's fine.
Well, you set me up by
saying
login. That's
my Christmas gift to you.
Also,
speaking of Christmas, you're leaving us for Christmas time. Is that true?
I am. I'm going to the mainland.
The motherland.
Are you going to go spend time with like your family?
I'm going to the 9/11 memorial.
Again?
Never forget.
You really like that.
Yeah.
Always forgetting. I leave the house. I'm like wallet, keys, cell phone.
But you promised you would never forget.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to Reno for Christmas, which I feel like should be a Hallmark movie. Reno for Christmas.
I think that's like a made-for-TV sci-fi movie.
Yeah, that's home.
Reno for Christmas?
Yep, and it's supposed we're supposed to get snow on Christmas
Eve.
Yep.
That's cool.
Why are you going to Reno for Christmas?
My sister lives there.
Oh, nice. So you are going to spend time with your family.
I didn't pick that spot specifically.
You got to go drink your problems away.
Maybe you should.
They just came out with an infographic of the most alcoholic cities in each state.
Oh.
And I'm proud to say Kahului was the number one highest drinking per capita city in Maui and in Hawaii.
That makes sense. When I land here, I just go straight to Stinger Rays.
Yeah. Or the Hang Loose Lounge right next door.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to Reno for Christmas.
Reno is the number one drinking city in Nevada.
Wow.
Which you would think would be Las Vegas.
So that will be with my sister who's vegan. I won't be eating meat that week, but I will be drinking a lot. And then after that, I'll be going to Oregon to be with my very religious brother who doesn't drink. And then I will be eating a lot of meat.
Wait, your brother's still very religious?
Still, yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll Does he know there's other radio stations in Oregon?
I can't rent my brother on the radio. We got to just keep moving on. Next topic. Next, we're not diving into this.
You could eat and drink at the same time. Have we ever shared our beverage with you? It's steak and wine.
Slaughterhouse Sangria?
If you tried to, I would not accept it.
You wouldn't drink Slaughterhouse Sangria,
Wait,
Rhonda?
You've never had Slaughterhouse Sangria?
No, I thought it was a made-up thing you made for the intro of this.
Oh, no. We've actually had Slaughterhouse Sangria.
Is it blood?
No, it's just it's just like
Rhonda, don't be crazy.
Don't be
Slaughterhouse
crazy.
Sangria.
It's not blood. It's just red wine that you cut up like steak and
instead of fruit you put steak in it.
Yeah. Okay. And so it's
so
like
there might be a little blood involved depending on how the meat is cooked.
Butterfat.
There's not Well, you know that when you that like that red juice that comes out of meat isn't blood, it's protein juice.
Okay, but what is blood other than protein juice?
No, blood is its own thing. Blood is not protein juice. Blood is blood. When you go to a steakhouse or something and you're like, I don't want any blood, make sure you cook it well done because I don't want any blood. It's not blood. They're not serving you food with blood in it. It's just it's the protein juice that gets released from the muscles.
Protein juice released from the muscles, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a little PSA.
Really
Do we have a
Rhonda.
Sound effect for a Vince lesson?
Vince, please.
That's knowledge down the drain.
We just learned something if either of us were listening.
Got lightsaber sounds for Christmas. Star Wars is kind of Christmassy.
Can you bring me weed back from Oregon?
No.
Yeah, okay. Chuck has no way of getting any weed.
Yeah.
I was in Bend last year, and they were selling $5 eighths if you bought a lot of it.
It was so funny.
It can't be good, though, right? It's probably like all trim.
It wasn't bad. No. It was just old. It was just a year old.
Okay. I like
vacuum sealed.
Older weed.
Weed was legalized in the time that I've lived out here, so it was funny because growing up it was illegal, and then I went back for a visit right after it had been legalized, and it was very funny because I still had this mentality of like,
oh my God.
And I was like,
it's marijuana.
And I told my mom, I'm like, Mom, keep the car running. And I went inside, and then they like wanted my ID, and I was like, I don't think I'm supposed
to. This feels like a trap.
Yeah, I give you this. And then I gave it to them, and they let me inside the room, and they're like, welcome. We've got t-shirts and joints and whatever you need.
They're always selling t-shirts and merch in these places.
I'm always buying them.
They, you know what? They tried selling me stickers. I was like, ooh, can I have a sticker? And they're like, yeah, it's a dollar. And I was like, no. Stickers should be free.
Because I'm advertising for you guys. Anytime I've ever gone to a head shop or...
That's what's left of my sticker. I didn't do a good job.
Yeah.
Do you wash the outside of your water bottles?
I mean, it's going to get residual water just from the act of washing it. It's hard to wash something and not get any water on the outside.
I feel like the water bottle gets washed when you put water in it and drink it out.
You know what? Up top, Rhonda.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
I'm it's when I drink, when I put water in it and drink it, that's washing it.
Yeah,
people
and then
are
you
like,
put new water
no,
in it.
There's like mold and stuff in there that you gotta clean your water bottle. I'm like, yeah. I don't think so.
How that sensitive of a constitution do you have that you can't handle a little of your own spit?
I also think it's like the black mold that accumulates in there over time.
That's a
conspiracy
theory.
I mean, that's healthy. That's how you have to like anesthetize yourself to the mold. You build up a tolerance to the mold by drinking it.
Black mold is a conspiracy theory I don't believe in.
I don't know if you that's how it works.
Why does it gotta be black mold?
I mean,
what's wrong with white mold?
Exactly.
What, white mold is good because it's penicillin, but black mold kills? That's racist.
White mold's not
if you
real.
Don't drink black mold.
Well, check this out. White pepper, not as good as black pepper.
No, white pepper is actually more powerful than black pepper.
I like black pepper. I actually like red and green pepper the most, though.
I mean, white pepper is just black pepper that's had the outside of it, like, kind of removed.
Oh, really?
So that just goes to show you we're all the same on the inside, white or black.
Wow. Play the Vince Fact sound again. You get that every time.
That's misinformation down the drain.
Yeah.
With Vince Foti.
Mr. Information.
If you are a fan of comedy, there is on Monday nights an open mic in Paia at Story. We're taking the next 2 or 3 weeks off right now, just because for the holiday season.
The holiday season.
But that will be back in the new year.
Happy holidays.
And then also Tuesdays at Vibe. There's also a comedy open mic.
Yeah, definitely. It was really good. You guys weren't there?
Did you crush it?
Oh, I crushed it. I definitely didn't walk the only table that was there.
Yep.
Definitely.
That doesn't sound like something Chuck would do.
Didn't do that.
And also, we missed you at Story on Monday.
Yeah, I didn't come to that. I came to the Underground Roots Radio Speakeasy mic at Jimbo's on Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Significantly more people there than Vibe.
It was very fun.
Probably more attentive people.
It was very silly. It was a fun, silly night.
Oh, and since we've got you here, Rhonda, you were the host of the comedy show on Saturday at Paia Bay Coffee. And that was such a great show.
It feels like a dream in the sense that I can't believe that nobody stormed the stage or got kicked out.
That was the best behaved Paia show I have ever been to,
you mean,
hands down.
There wasn't a guy with a giant beanbag sitting in the middle of the aisle?
No one shouted, "Suck his feet."
No, and nobody, Corky was telling me that she
nobody
was...
no one sucked anybody's toes?
No.
Well, we're just saying nobody shouted that out.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not saying nobody
We're not saying that didn't
sense.
Happen.
We're still
alleyways.
It did. It
then
did.
The alley sucks.
Also, if you're going to suck feet anywhere, Paia is like dead last on my list.
Yeah, what's first?
I would say like the...
Wailea.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, we're only thinking Maui.
I mean, I got always got
I go to Dubai.
Oh, Paris.
Oh, yeah, dog.
Dubai toes?
They got to wash them before they go everywhere.
You can't see Muslim toes.
They got to wash your feet before they go in the mosques.
Do they?
And
they
yeah, absolutely.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
One time in Turkey, this guy offered to wash my feet, and I didn't know what was going on. So I was like, yeah, wash my feet.
Did he think you were like Mary Magdalene?
He wanted
Did he think you were
a
prostitute?
And I was like, no. Also, you like washed my feet.
No,
and
he
I,
wanted to give you $60 because you just committed.
Because he was into that.
Yeah.
I was the rude one refusing the $60.
Yeah. So anyway, the show on Saturday night, it was very good. At Paia Bay Coffee, put on by Power Up Comedy. It was a great lineup. Shane and Chino, and then the headliner,
both super
Lindsay
funny.
Ames.
Lindsay Ames was so funny.
Visiting and super funny.
And then she came to the Story mic as well, mm-hmm. and she did a little crowd work, even though she did specifically say that she doesn't like crowd work. If you're a comedian that's not good at crowd work, you have like a lot of them have built-in crowd work jokes where it's
that.
Like a joke about doing crowd work.
I do that too. Or yeah. I do the like, am I right?
Yeah,
that's crowd work.
No. I did crowd work, but it kind of turned into roasting.
Almost everyone's crowd work turned into roasting.
Yeah, Tara's crowd work turned into roasting, and you're really good at roasting people as well, Rhonda.
Yeah, I don't
you
like
did
doing
win
Rhonda,
the roast.
You're just mean.
You,
yeah, I know.
You're mean lady.
When I when I'm not normally mean unless someone unless someone gives me a reason. You guys give me a lot of reasons.
I'm not mean unless you give me a reason, Chuck.
Yeah,
to be fair, Rhonda, you do have a little bit of a reputation for being mean.
My nickname at my job is Bad News Rhonda.
Really?
Really? Whoa.
But that's just because you're delivering bad news to people.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, your helicopter crashed.
Yeah. You have to get a heart transplant. But yeah.
Why are you delivering me this news, Bad News Rhonda?
I'm Bad News Rhonda.
Bad News Rhonda, out. I'm not the person that's super inclined. If somebody is like not paying attention in the crowd or maybe chatting, I'm not the one that's going to, of all the comedians, to be like, hey, F you, man. Why aren't you listening? You know, remember that time Luke yelled at an old woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember you getting heckled by some homeless people at Pro Arts one time. that drunk homeless guy that Brian Michaels gave free tickets to.
Something like
Brian
that.
Michaels probably printed out extra tickets and just gave them up and down at like St. Teresa's.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds about right. I think there's one thing that brings us all together. Mm. Chuck, what is that one thing that brings us all together?
Gravy.
That's
one
right.
would say good gravy.
And Rhonda, I don't know if you've... Is this your first time being on our Christmas episode?
I've never been here before.
Ever.
But usually we have Ted Anderson is one of our favorite Christmas guests.
Where's Ted today?
He was invited, but Ted has a habit of also bailing all the time when we invite him to come do the show. So we decided that because you're so reliable.
What the hell are you pouring into this cup?
Every year you have like a different thermos.
Every year for our Christmas episode, it's our Christmas tradition that we drink gravy live on the radio. So
now I have a question for you, Vincent. Who's going to make the gravy?
Who's going to make the gravy?
It's very good.
I made that this morning. You can always like...
Whoa, that's
really
good.
Good. Really good.
Every year, I have this tradition of like...
It's a brown gravy for the listeners.
Waking up on Christmas episode morning and making the gravy. This is like the third or fourth year in a row for our Christmas episode where I've woke up and made gravy.
It's very yummy.
Little Vincey opens his eyes.
Yeah, it's really yummy.
So that does have...
Roofies in it.
It does have roofies in it.
That's really like a buzzword.
It keeps you coming back.
Yum. If I would have known, I would have brought a side of biscuits.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would have been easy.
I did know it. I didn't bring anything.
This is a nice, it's a good mushroom gravy. And last week on the show, Chuck, we talked about those freeze-dried shiitake mushrooms that you get from like the Asian part of the supermarket. And so I always have a bag of those. And... You know, I'm making the gravy in the morning. You take some of those shiitakes, you throw them in there. They rehydrate. They always give the gravy like a really nice flavor.
Watch out how many you put in there, though, because all of a sudden you'll be like, oh, my God, they're taking over the house.
I'll say, holy shiitake.
They've rehydrated. They're filling all consumable spaces.
Oh, no.
So I was making stuff with mushrooms last night.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how much they swell up because I bought this huge packet from Time. It's got a killer Asian section.
This is actually really good. I didn't think I'd drink this like a drink, but go on.
And I'm like, I was going to dunk the whole container in. And my wife, who never corrects anything that I do because I'm a perfect angel, right?
Because you're sneaky. She doesn't catch you.
I'm so messy. I didn't think of how much they really swell up because I usually only use like two or three shiitake mushrooms when I'm making ramen or something.
Right. So you poured the whole bag in and it was like shrinky dinks.
Re-dinky shrinks.
Dinky shrinks.
Reanimated jumbo shrinks.
But now I got tons of shiitake mushrooms and they're so good.
I know, dude. I love those so much.
Shiitake shrinks.
It's a great way to take any gravy or sauce to the next level.
There's just the umami in here.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's got a little bit of... That's got a little bit of the Gravy Master stuff that you gave me.
Nice.
What is that?
You only use... it's this little jar of... I guess it's almost like an umami type of thing that you add to gravy or like chicken stock or any type of sauce that you're making. And it just adds a little bit of extra flavor. But
it's
you only use like a quarter teaspoon.
Sauce, but it's really good.
It's like a concentrate.
It's like condensed celery.
Yeah. And so it's something that Chuck and Christy gave me a little while ago. And whenever I make gravy, just like you just use like a quarter teaspoon, just a little bit, it goes a long way. Just like liquid smoke. I put a little bit of liquid smoke in there.
That's what I taste.
You gotta be really careful when you put liquid smoke and stuff because a little bit of liquid smoke goes a long way.
You don't want the smoke.
Yeah. You don't want it to be over smoky, but just a little bit. Oh, and another thing that Chuck gave me that's in that gravy right now.
Love.
Is. Yes, love. Is the Trader Joe's coffee rub.
Whoa.
Just a little dash of that. Red Eye gravy is like a brown gravy or a sawmill gravy that you add coffee powder to.
What?
And just a little bit of coffee in gravy brings out like this really nice flavor.
Wow.
And so there's a little bit of that in there as well.
I love it.
And I think
and some other secret ingredients and stuff like that.
Here's my cup of Joe.
I actually considered making some espresso and pouring like two shots of espresso
in
the gravy.
I
was just going to say.
There's something good in here.
Could do a chai gravy latte.
That's the shiitake mushroom.
So beefy.
So guys, get, you know, when even if you are using like a packet gravy as your starter, You know, use that as a jumping off point.
Don't forget
to zhuzh it up.
Zhuzh it.
Whenever you're making gravy, even if you're using powdered gravy, make it your own.
Don't phone it in. Don't phone it in. Life is short. You only live once.
What's your favorite gravy? Give us a call at 808-873-3435.
I like country gravy. I grew up going to a livestock auction. There was a
stock-tion?
A diner connected to a livestock auction. I'd get the country fried steak. Chicken fried steak with the country gravy on it, and man, that's good.
One time we were at a Denny's, not me and Chuck, but my old roommate and I, and we were like super drunk. It was like 2 a.m. We're at Denny's next to...
You ended up at Denny's drunk in the morning?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Oh.
It was the one next to the Kihei Regency. We were sitting there, we ordered a whole bunch of food, and then the server comes over and he's like, "Hey guys, we had a mistake. It was a chicken fried steak that somebody ordered, but by accident. Do you guys want it?"
Steak.
And they gave us a whole free chicken fried steak.
A chicken fried mistake.
It was like a 2 a.m. Denny's miracle.
A chicken fried mistake.
It was a chicken fried mistake. Yeah, it was so
good. I think I'm going to go now. That's all I wanted out of this.
You can't top that.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
I love you guys.
Cheers,
love
you guys.
Thanks for being on the show, Rhonda.
And to the listeners at home.
Drinking gravy on live TV. Is there anything better? Cheers to you guys at home. God. Thanks for sharing your...
Look at the steam.
steamy gravy.
And for the listeners at home, go make something thick and hot and savory for your loved ones.
And join us. Sit around the television and drink some gravy with us, guys.
That's the gravy sound.
Since we're enjoying...
Whoa, Roddy, you are on fire!
This gravy's really freaking got me going. Let's go!
Oh, yeah. There's cocaine in the gravy, by the way. Since we've all got our Christmas gravy, let's talk a little bit about the Christmas traditions. Rhonda, would you usually go off island for Christmas, or is this like the first year? Because I know you've had some life changes recently. So
Christmas a lot of time has been on Maui, but as you guys know, I didn't celebrate Christmas growing up. Did you know that? Yeah.
Yes.
So my Christmas tradition growing up was watching other children experience joy.
Yes.
And
I think all of your life.
Yeah, cheers.
Right?
No, it's like nothing makes... Nothing makes
we
not
just keep
not
all drinking at the same time and not talking.
But like sometimes the worst part about not celebrating Christmas is then you go outside and you see all your neighbors and your friends who just got all these brand new toys, and you just kind of sit there like, yeah, sure would be nice.
Yeah, yeah. It to have friends, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's so wild though. You guys were so religious that you didn't celebrate.
Yeah,
the biggest Christian holiday.
You autocorrect so far.
Yeah,
it
goes too far in the other direction.
Yeah.
Now the reason that Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate Christmas is because a lot of the holidays have like these pagan customs that are involved with it.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
So why did you? Were you?
It's
you weren't Jehovah's Witness.
No,
you were like
it
in
was
a cult.
Church of God. It wasn't a cult. Church of God Seventh Day is adjacent to Seventh Day Adventist, adjacent to Jehovah's Witness. But the general belief system of the church was
that these holidays
take glory away from God, and that they're commercialized, and it's all...
I mean, they're not wrong.
It's not wrong.
Cool.
Oh, also birthdays. We got birthdays, but a lot of people at our church did not celebrate birthdays. That was a form of celebrating an earthly experience.
Yeah, we didn't celebrate birthdays also.
Because every day is God's day.
So you weren't even Seventh-day Adventist. You were an offshoot of Seventh-day Adventist?
It's Church of God Seventh-day. I don't know if it really counts as an offshoot, but it's similar.
I think that's pretty close to cult status.
I mean, it like in a Sears?
I haven't gotten to the point to talk to my therapist about it yet, but I'll let you know what she says. But my favorite Christmas tradition is drinking gravy from a paper cup.
Yeah.
My first tradition.
But also growing up not having any holiday traditions kind of allows you to make your own. I was just talking to a friend of mine about this, or like it allows you to create your own holiday traditions with the people that you love when you grow up and you get a little older.
Yep. Mimosas. So,
yeah, there you go.
That's a tradition.
Or drinking gravy on the radio.
Yeah.
Well, you two are
you got gravy on your nose, Chuck. I'm not joking.
Yeah, I have this.
You're like, Rhonda, you're mean. I'm not mean. I'm just stating.
I have this really complicated relationship with the holidays because, you know, I grew up without it. And your wife says you're messy.
I know. Is there still on it?
I grew up without, you know, without celebrating the holidays. So I, so when I first started doing it, I came from it from like.
Why didn't you celebrate it?
The holidays?
Yeah.
Because I was a Jehovah's Witness.
I didn't know that.
You're. I just said it 5 minutes ago.
I don't listen.
Yeah, I'm grasping that now.
Wow.
So I sort of came at it from this point of view of like, you know, you're outside the window looking in.
Yes.
It's like a sad Christmas story. Like the, yep. There's the kid without a family.
How much money do you guys think your parents saved?
Probably a lot of money.
A lot. Huh. Not
I
enough.
Like only with the church on Christmas.
Not enough money.
There's gravy in here, but it's not coming out.
Well, that's a sign of a good gravy. It sticks to the wall of the cup.
That's a lesson in impermanence, which is what we should truly be focusing on this holiday.
But the two of you are so festive. You guys really, I mean.
That's why, I mean, we are wearing all of the holiday headwear. We took notes.
We have
you
to.
You always want what you can't have.
We took notes as children.
And you guys just do Christmas and holidays so well.
And so I like really appreciate Christmas as well. Like, not because I don't have that nostalgic connection to the holidays, but I still really appreciate it because, you know, it's something that I missed out on as a kid. So I'm trying to fill the festive hole in my heart by filling it with holiday spirit.
Fill that hole!
Oh, yeah. Something that Rhonda's had shouted on her while she was on stage.
Yeah. Ada Heppler.
Must have missed that one.
The thing I realized the other day, my favorite Christmas movie is White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye.
Oh,
and I was I was talking to my friend. I was like, why is this my favorite movie? And she's like, oh, did you watch it as a kid? I was like, no, I didn't watch any Christmas movies. But I realized it gives this sense of nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of whether you saw it as a child.
It's like a nostalgia transplant.
Yes. I also love how old people were in that movie, and they talk about being in the military like 10 years before.
Oh, yeah. And it's
you're like, by the way, like the average age of people in World War II was like 17 and a half.
Bing Crosby in that was like 55, and he's like...
flirting
like,
with a 21-year-old,
and
bro!
And it's not flirting. They're like...
they're canoodling.
Dancing.
They done did dance.
They're dancing. They're flipping.
There's some sweet dance scenes in that movie, by the way. Have you seen White Christmas?
No.
Dude, what? There is some top tier dancing in that movie. Snow. Oh, man.
Snow. Watch your gravy cup. Okay, but it only took 5 seconds for Chuck to spill his gravy cup.
Fortunately,
his gravy cup runneth
fortunately, over. Fortunately, it's empty and it all stuck to the inside of the cup, as far as Tony knows.
Yeah.
Stuck to the inside of the glands for Chuck.
Now, speaking of White Christmas, I got to say that for me, White Christmas is one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's from the movie.
Okay.
They sing it in the movie.
Because it didn't snow in it. They went up to the ski resort to cheer up good old Captain.
Of a white Christmas.
I don't like the blue Christmas. That's a weird one.
Maybe the reason why one of my favorite Christmas movies is Home Alone is because I didn't watch Christmas movies, but I did watch Home Alone as a kid.
I watched that too. Yes, I was allowed to watch. There were these funny movie loopholes.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly.
That
so
sounds a lot
also,
like religion to
like,
me.
Yeah. My sister's favorite movie is Die Hard.
Oh, that's another
one. And so maybe that's why that's like her favorite Christmas movie, because we didn't watch Christmas movies growing up. But yeah, Die Hard was like a Christmas loophole.
There's the loophole ones. I'm trying to think if there's another one. Home Alone was great.
Lethal Weapon.
You didn't get to see Prancer growing up?
No.
It's about reindeer. This girl finds a reindeer, and they're like, it's not a magic reindeer. And she's like, it is a magic reindeer. And then at the end of the movie, you don't know if it's magic or not.
Is this true, or is this like a porn?
No. Also, I am not to change subjects. I'm very disappointed with holiday porn lately.
Oh, yeah.
I regret bringing this
up. You know, I haven't seen that much holiday porn this year so far in my algorithm, but it always comes around.
It always.
right so, what other Christmas movies do you like, Rhonda?
Elf is a great one. Oh, you know what I did? Another loophole one that's my favorite was. We always watched all the National Lampoon movies.
Okay.
So Christmas Vacation was part of the thing we could watch. I love that movie. Esther's right now is running they always do drink specials for Christmas. So they do an entire new menu. It's a temporary menu. And the whole thing is inspired by National Lampoon.
Really?
Yeah, Christmas Vacation. So
where's Esther's?
Esther's is in Wailuku. It's at the...
it's an awesome cocktail bar.
So good. And
so if you love cocktails.
And if you want, if you love Esther's and you want a gift card to it, or if you have never been there and you want to try it, I'm hosting trivia this Saturday, and we will have a $50 gift card to Esther's in the first prize basket at Pizza Madness.
Pizza Madness. You do trivia there every month, right?
Once a month, yep. 7:30, this will be the Christmas spectacular.
And it's almost that time of the month for Rhonda.
It's always that time of the month for Bad News Rhonda.
Trivia. All right, Chuck, favorite holiday Christmas song?
You know what I was just jamming? I love all the Mariah Carey ones.
Really?
Quite a bit.
So if we're talking about sincere Christmas songs, Holy Night by Mariah Carey is one of my favorite, like, sincere, mm-hmm. like an actual Christmas song. So I can vibe with you on that.
I do like, I mean, I mean, of course I like Weird Al Yankovic, The Night Santa Killed.
The Night Ever. Santa Went Crazy.
That's
one of my favorites
that's
as well.
Kris Kringle went insane. He broke his back for some milk and cookies.
If we're talking about like jokey Christmas songs, also Christmas Time in Hell, the South Park song, is one of my favorite Christmas songs of all time.
I heard one last night when I went to Esther's, and they played a Christmas version of Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus.
Whoa.
And it's like, because Santa... Does Santa know who I am? Does Santa give a damn about me? And it was hard to hear the whole song, and I was like, I need to look that up. Yeah, it was
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it was fun. And then, later when it's like girl going, because I'm just a, you know, the girl version, instead of the girl, it's Santa. And he's doing the whole portion. But it was hard to hear all the lyrics in the bar, but I was like, I need to look that up.
That's cool. I'm a big fan of the White Christmas version that they do in Home Alone, where it's
all the Home Alone songs are so good.
Yeah, also like
I'm dreaming of a white.
Love it. Yeah.
And then even the like Carol the Bells song and even like the original mm-hmm. music for the Home Alone soundtrack are like some of my favorite Christmas songs as well. Yeah.
Do you know the one lots of great songs. Rocking around the Christmas tree? Boo-da-doo, doo-da-doo. That was a 13-year-old female singing that song, and now like an 80-year-old smoker.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
13. Wow.
Rocking around
The Christmas tree.
She was 13.
13.
Also, if we're talking about songs sung by young kids, the Jackson 5 have some good Christmas songs as well.
Ooh, yeah.
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5. Great song.
Did you that's know that's... That, I'm sorry.
Do you know that's Michael Jackson?
A song about inappropriate kissing.
How about Christmas foods? What do you guys like for Christmas foods?
Wellington.
I talked to you guys about the beef Wellington.
I didn't even know that was a Christmas food. I've only had a beef Wellington once before, and it was at Hell's Kitchen in Vegas.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Was it for Christmas?
No, I didn't even know it was a Christmas thing. But I just went to
It is. It is sort of like traditionally, it's sort of like a holiday thing. Mm. But I mean, you can have
it. I love it.
And you can have it any time of year.
Ham.
It's so good.
Is lasagna a Christmas thing?
Mm.
For me, my family on my dad's side is Italian. Whenever I would go over their house for Thanksgiving or Christmas, my aunt always made a lasagna. So even though it's like not traditionally a Christmas thing, for me, having lasagna around the holiday times makes sense to me.
There's mental ties.
Yeah.
I like snowball cookies and I like
what are those?
Pie. The snowball cookies are, it's like kind of like a sugary dough, but it has almond nuts in it.
Ooh,
and
then I love
almonds. It's rolled in powdered sugar.
Is it like a dry cookie?
It's a little on the dry. They're also considered, like, I think it's like a
Mexican wedding
cookie.
I know what you're talking about.
Cookie.
They are, yeah, they are a little bit on the drier
side. I like drier
but
cookies.
Good with coffee or your morning gravy.
And they're little, too. It's not like you're eating a big dry cookie. It's a little dry cookie.
I don't like sugar cookies that much. How do you guys feel about sugar
cookies? I never liked them.
I like sugar cookies with coffee. There's a lot of stuff that I will enjoy with coffee.
Oh, are you making pizzelles this year, bro?
You know it.
Oh.
It's almost that time of year, too.
What is it?
Pizzelles are like an Italian cookie. It's all kind of like a very thin waffle type batter that you make these cookies, and they have anise in them, so it has like this really nice flavor. And it's very... Not it doesn't taste very licorice-y, but just a sous-sant But it's traditionally like made around the holiday times. And so I have, you make them with an iron where you like pour the batter in and you press it down.
Oh,
and it
really?
Makes like these little, these like star shaped cookies.
I've never heard of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's an Italian like holiday tradition thing. And
we
so
weren't allowed
I was
to celebrate Italians either growing yeah. up.
I mean, I'm starting to get on board with this religion.
Here's something that I, oh, by the way, guys, if you're going
to
make a beef Wellington.
Good till the last drop, huh?
If you're going to make a beef Wellington at home, don't forget to do the crepe. In years past, I never did the crepe part where you wrap everything and then you wrap it in a crepe before you cook
it. I skip it too.
But the, last year, so beef Wellington has the beef and then it's wrapped like around a mushroom duck cell, and then you wrap that in prosciutto, and then it's wrapped in the
pastry puff.
Yeah, like puff pastry, and you cook it all together. But if in between the prosciutto and the puff pastry, you also wrap it in a crepe before wrapping it in the
like
puff pastry,
an actual crepe,
then when you cook it, the crepe. A big problem with beef Wellington a lot of times is you get a little bit of a soggy bottom
because it's very
juicy. So if you wrap it in the crepe on the bottom, when it cooks, it absorbs the juice, and then you get that crispiness on the bottom, stays crispy. Oh, man, it's a great life hack.
That would be my number one concern.
Is a soggy bottom?
I haven't done...
Always concerned about a soggy bottom.
That's Chuck's number
cooking,
one concern.
But I've done lots of baking, and that's... It's an easy thing to have happen if you have something with like a higher liquid content and you're wrapping it in dough.
Especially because mushrooms, you really got to cook the mushrooms super well because mushrooms have so much hydration to them. You really got to cook all the juice out of the mushrooms to get that duck cell nice and dry.
But the dehydrated ones.
Yeah, why aren't people using dehydrated mushrooms?
Now, one holiday food that I don't consider a holiday food, but I think they're trying to shoehorn into the holidays, is the McRib. So we talked about this last week.
I heard the song. It was a delightful ad.
Okay, so did you hear it in a podcast?
Yes.
I heard it in Walmart while I was at Walmart. They did like a...
That's their target demographic.
I was in the Walmart, and they start playing this McDonald's jingle commercial, and it's like, you hear that sound, you know what that means. It's time for the McRib is back for the holidays. And I was like, wait a second. Are they trying to like gaslight us into thinking that the McRib has always been a holiday food? And I was like, maybe I'm just like mistaking what I heard. And then I was listening to a podcast, and I heard a podcast commercial, and I was like, in time for the holidays.
It was a really, I gotta say, the advertising is working. It was a very delightful song that you don't even know what they're talking about. And they're like, it's the holidays, whatever. And then at the very end, it's like, the McRib is back.
Yeah, now, I gotta say, I am 100% for this.
Mm-hmm.
I sign me up for the McRib being like
but
a holiday
ribs are
thing.
A summer food, aren't they? Right.
Like well, also, you know, like nothing says holidays like something pork. So I think they're specifically catering to one type of Christmas celebrating.
Oh, interesting.
Well, also,
person.
Yeah, I think about
is
nothing
there real
says
pork in McRibs. I thought it was made of yoga mats.
There's, there's nothing real in there.
Probably not. That's why it's like, have it for Hanukkah too. There's no actual pork in our McRib.
Yeah. I also think it's very Christmas and holiday time to go order food in a sad McDonald's drive-thru.
That's right.
By yourself.
You're listening to Bright Eyes does a cover of Blue Christmas, and it is so sad. It's so
listening
sad.
Listening to the Postal Service.
It's so sad.
All right. You guys want to play a game?
Yes.
All right. So
watch your backswing on that. Whistle.
You're not a bingo host anymore. You don't need your fingers.
Yeah. Well, and Chuck, you won't be playing, but I need you to work the timer.
All right.
Okay.
So, the timer?
Yeah. So
my phone?
Numbers?
Yeah. So I want you to put 90 seconds on the clock.
Oh, boy.
All right.
And then we're going to do a rapid fire game for Rhonda, okay? So Rhonda, we're going to play a game called In Honor of the Holiday Season, where we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
We're going to play a little game called Jesus or Jesus.
Okay.
Where I'm going to read you little mini descriptions, okay? And you're going to tell me if that is about Jesus or my old neighbor, Jesus.
Okay, great. All right? Like from the Bible? Like it would be from the Bible if it's about Jesus, theoretically?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Go ahead.
We're talking about Jesus or Jesus, my old neighbor.
Okay.
The Savior.
You ready? You got 90 seconds on
Alrighty.
The clock. Alrighty. Are you ready, Rhonda?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Is the Son of God?
Jesus.
Correct. Died on a cross?
Jesus.
Correct. He was born in Mexico?
Jesus.
That's correct. Born in Bethlehem.
Jesus.
Had 12 apostles.
Jesus.
Had 2 kids.
Jesus.
Very good. Betrayed by Judas. For 30
Jesus.
Pieces of silver. That is correct. Mother's name was Mary.
Both.
His wife's name was America.
Jesus. 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 Jesus.
Part of the Holy Trinity.
Jesus.
Turned water into wine.
Jesus.
Used to buy weed from me.
Jesus.
Was immaculately conceived.
Jesus.
Birthday celebrated December 25th.
Both.
No. lived at Kihei Regency.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, correct. Born in a manger.
Jesus.
Very good. Died at age 33.
Jesus.
Worked at the kitchen.
Jesus.
Correct. Gave the Sermon on the Mount.
What?
Gave the Sermon on the
Jesus.
Mount.
Jesus.
Died and was resurrected.
Jesus.
Sometimes called me Frijolito.
Jesus.
Correct. Healed the sick.
Jesus.
Walked on water.
Jesus.
Enjoyed smoking blunts.
Jesus.
Had a famous Last Supper.
Hopefully not Jesus.
It was Jesus. Very good. Died for our sins.
Jesus.
Had tattoos.
Jesus.
Correct. Multiplied.
Oh, Jesus?
Actually, yes. Multiplied loaves and fishes.
Jesus.
Was Jewish.
Jesus.
Correct. Could whistle really well.
Jesus.
And maybe Jesus. We don't know.
Oh.
He was prominently featured in the Bible.
Jesus.
He was a prophet.
Jesus.
He cooked me cheeseburgers.
Jesus.
Jesus. All right. Did you win, Rhonda? Yes, you won. Yay. You won. You won Jesus or Jesus. Very good.
I've been studying for that my whole life.
You'd be saying Jesus 52 times today.
I thought it would happen next week when I went back home.
Who do you
you're
love?
Reno,
it's Jesus.
Like,
everybody
who
knows.
Who do you love?
All right. Do you have any Christmas cocktails that you like?
Well, I just tried one last night at Esther's that was great. What was it called? It comes in, it has a peanut butter spirit, peanut butter whiskey.
Already in love.
Oh, the screwball.
I don't know if it was that by name, but
there's
yes.
more than one peanut butter whiskey?
I don't know. They just said it on the menu. I just don't want to misquote and say it was screwball. I don't know. But they served it with peanut brittle. That's a holiday treat.
Ooh, peanut brittle.
I haven't had peanut brittle in like 5 years. I forgot it existed, and they served it with a side of peanut brittle.
It was
just on the side? It wasn't like in the cocktail?
It was on the side, and it served in an antler mug.
Oh, nice.
And it was delicious. It was like a creamy holiday treat. Hold on, I'll show you a picture.
Oh, wow. So like the glass has like these big antlers attached to it.
Yep, they got it specially for this.
Wow. Oh, that's really cool.
And it has the peanut brittle on the side.
Oh, yeah.
That's at Esther's Fair Prospect in Wailuku. Special holiday drink menu. And come play trivia on Saturday at 7:30 at Pizza Madness if you want to win a gift card to Esther's.
And possibly a whale watch.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a whale watch for two as a... another first prize among lots of fun festive prizes selected by yours truly.
Now Chuck likes to do stuff like that by himself. Can he go two times?
Yeah.
Give me two times. I'm gonna watch some whales.
So I like doing movies by myself, and I like going on boats by myself.
I like going to the movies by myself.
I also like going to the movies by myself. Sometimes I'll do a double feature when I know other people can't hack it, and they'll do the throwback movies at the Maui Mall.
Yeah, that's always
fun.
I
saw Rear Window.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. There's some killer shots in that, man.
Old Hitchcock movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
It was a great one.
How did they get the reflection of what he was looking at in the camera?
I don't know.
So
brilliant.
Cool.
Okay, so I guess when we come back, because we're going to be off the air for the next 2 weeks, because that's why we're doing our Christmas episode today, because next Wednesday is Christmas, and then the following Wednesday is New Year's Day.
If we make it that far.
So the station is actually going to be closed for the next two Wednesdays, so that's why we're doing this is our last show of the year.
What's your favorite Christmassy drink?
What's my favorite Christmassy drink?
Yeah, other than Slaughterhouse Sangria.
I would say I like eggnog with like Crown Royal in it.
Yeah.
Like
Isn't it so good how good like Canadian whiskeys are with eggnog?
Yeah. Maybe because they're used to it being cold, so they're well equipped for the holiday weather.
I had a French toast bagel yesterday.
I mean, I don't drink Crown Royal ever.
Yeah.
But I do like Crown Royal and eggnog for some reason.
Yeah.
It goes down smooth.
There's liquor in my house that is only for Christmas. Like, I have
a port.
I know you don't usually
drink, but I know that you'll have a glass of port at Christmas.
Yeah. I got Ice 101, which is peppermint schnapps.
Okay.
And that bottle sounds terrible. 4 years old.
How dusty is that bottle?
It's not even dusty. It's so sticky that it doesn't get dust. It just gets thicker over time.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, like, you know something super dusty when it's, like, tacky?
Yeah.
It's that level of dusty.
It's an artifact.
Mm. How about creme de menthe? Does creme de menthe count as a Christmas?
I think creme de menthe, it seems very Christmassy, because I don't like mint-flavored cocktails, but, yeah, maybe a little creme de menthe on top of, like, an Irish coffee is really good as well.
Have you ever had, like, a Grinch teeny?
No.
Is it all creme de menthe? They have a Grinch shot at Esther's.
Vodka, vanilla vodka, and creme de menthe, usually.
Yeah, sounds good.
And yeah, it looks super green. Looks like the Grinch.
Well, I like doing Bailey's and peppermint hot chocolate.
Oh, peppermint. Ooh, that sounds good. I like a peppermint hot chocolate, I will say. Usually, I try to steer clear of peppermint in like stuff.
Are you one of those people that says it tastes like toothpaste?
I don't know. It's just not my favorite.
Y'all using toothpaste?
Like, chocolate is so good, I don't need to add mint to my chocolate to make it taste better.
I love an Andes.
Andes is so good.
Andes is the one exception.
Built like, different.
Way better than Junior Mint.
I also like peppermint by itself, but it's like, if I'm eating something with peppermint in it, peppermint is the main focus of it for me.
You ever have Lindor peppermint chocolates? They're so good. Yep, the ones that are balls?
I don't know. But so I recently had an Andes that instead of just having like that spirit, like that very light mint, it actually had a layer of like peppermint bark on the top of it. And that was actually pretty good too.
They made too.
Candy cane Andes candies.
I like the classic.
Three times fast.
I like the classic
Andes. They make candy
cane
Andes candy. They make candy cane Andes candies. They make candy cane Andes candies.
All right. So let's do a little spoiler alert just for the end of the year.
A minute and a half left of the show.
I have some stuff to spoil.
We've got 5 minutes left. So for spoiler, we should just say What We Do in the Shadows. They just had their series finale. So if you're a fan of What We Do in the Shadows, the entire final season, season 6, is out now. You can watch it on Hulu or wherever you get your TV shows and stuff like
that. Did it go out with a bang? Or
they did. It was a very nice ending, and they actually did a reference to another ending of a TV show,
just
as a gag. So go check that out. I think it ended pretty nicely. Severance season 2.
Can't
I know you
wait,
love
baby.
Severance. Finally coming back after it's been like 3 years. That's coming out January 17th. If you are a fan of I Think You Should Leave, check out the Detroiters.
Yes,
I've been watching
a bunch of people have told me about the Detroiters.
I've been watching the Detroiters lately, and it's super funny. Also, if you're a Star Wars fan, Skeleton Crew. I watched the first episode of Skeleton Crew. That was really good. I watched the first episode of Dune Prophecy on HBO. So if you're a Dune fan, check that out. Chuck, have you seen the second Dune movie yet?
No, not yet.
If you're a Dune fan, second one, even
it's
better.
It's long.
It's even better than the first one, though.
I don't know why. I have nothing but
it's,
free time.
It's longer
I
than.
I did
it's
not
longer
like
than
it better
the,
than the first one.
I felt it was longer than the first one, but I felt it was better paced.
And for my spoiler nation, I've been binge watching Love After Lockup, and
Love After Lockup.
Spoiler:
oh, yeah. Christy's been watching that too.
Spoiler: the crackhead that the guy gets out of prison and marries ran away with all of his stuff, and then got arrested again.
Yeah. I like when he's calling.
I feel like the recidivism rate on that show is very high.
Yeah. Company, and he finds out that like she's maxed out all of his cards.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, but I love her. I'm never giving up on Tracy.
Also, some of the Love After Lockup people videotape themselves doing crimes. They're like, I know I'm not supposed to leave the state, but I am going to leave the state with a camera crew.
I'm not supposed to hang out with another felon. And then they're like, I'm hanging out with felons.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't videotape yourself doing crime. It's especially if it's going to air.
Gross. They talk about sex on that show, and it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, for spoiler alert, do you want to spoil any other like Christmas movies? Last call for Christmas movies.
I don't get in Home Alone 2, while the family doesn't like know that he like set up the traps and stuff. They just think he was home alone, and it was comical, and they don't like. But how do they know? He trashed the house. He trashed the neighbor's house, but in Home Alone 2, they act like he was just home alone and didn't get like attacked by crazy psychomaniacs.
I think they're going to find out eventually what happened.
Kevin!
Well, do they reference it in the second movie?
They reference it. And
they're like, remember when you set up all those traps?
They reference it
the marionettes
being ignorant
in the window
of it.
Huh.
All right, we gotta go.
All right, so We've now reached my favorite part of the show. Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Reindeer is when Chuck tries to prove he's the smartest reindeer in the room. Our first question for our holiday Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Reindeer is, Mike in Chicago sent this one in. What is the name of Will Ferrell's character in Elf?
Buddy!
That is correct. Very good. Our second question comes from Catherine in Ann Arbor, Michigan. She sent this one in.
Catherine,
what are the names of Santa's reindeer?
Donner, Blitzen,
Dasher, and okay, hold on. Do you know Donner and Dasher and Donner and Vixen?
Blitzen, Vixen.
Vixen sounds hot.
Rudolph.
Yes.
How many are there?
There's nine, but I was looking for six out of nine, and you nailed it.
Great.
You missed Prancer and Cupid, I think. But
how did I miss Prancer? I named Prancer.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, you got the point. And our third question comes from Nancy in Kahului. On December 25th, 1776, George Washington crossed what river?
The Delaware.
The Delaware.
That's correct. Very good, Chuck. You got it.
Very good, me. So no assist from Rhonda ever.
We got another gravy drinking holiday special in the books, and that also means that that's the end of our show.
Well, happy holidays, you guys. Thanks for having
Rhonda.
Me
on. Thank you for being on our holiday special. We always love to have you on.
Yep.
Happy holidays from us to you.
And from me to you. Aloha.